The FCC announces the new LPFM filing window, and Congress kills hundreds of community radio stations. I'm the Token White Chick with the latest LPFM news from the Party Town Streaming Network. The FCC's Mass Media Bureau announced Friday, December 15th, the third filing window has been scheduled to open on January 16th and close January 22nd of 2001 for the following states and territories: American Samoa, Colorado, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Missouri, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. All new applicants are required to electronically file Form 318 within the 7 days given for the filing window. A public notice will be issued within the next 3 months to announce the fourth filing window. For more information, visit the FCC's website at fcc.gov or call 1-888-CALL-FCC. On the same day, Congress passed legislation that would severely limit the number of possible LPFM stations across the country. The House and Senate voted to pass the anti-LPFM legislation introduced by Senator Rod Grams as part of the omnibus budget bill. The large corporate broadcast lobbyists may have politically succeeded in keeping hundreds of community, educational, religious, and government stations off the air. However, many micro-radio enthusiasts aren't letting fat cat politics get in their way of diverse radio programming. Many have vowed to go on the air regardless of the legal outcome of LPFM. Some LPFM proponents feel that the nation has been slighted and cheated by the powers that are supposed to protect the public's interest. Others feel it's a crime equal to treason, in which politicians have betrayed the trust of the people by selling out to the power-hungry media conglomerates. It is uncertain how the future of LPFM will unfold for the few who successfully make it through the complex hoops now required. The will of the people has continuously been ignored by congressional representatives in favor of campaign contributions from big-spending broadcast lobbyists. Politicians continue to perpetuate the corrupt system by spending billions in campaign advertising, which funnels back into the supersized pockets of the large media corporations. This such action taken by Congress to effectively silence community access to the public's airwaves is a prime example of the corruption within our system of democracy. Broadcasters were entrusted with the stewardship of the public's airwaves and were responsible for a commitment to public service in exchange for the use of the airwaves. The public service commitment has all but disappeared, while bottom-line pressures of increased profit has risen as the primary focus of broadcasters. The high-powered broadcasters have bribed Congress to steal the public's right to the airwaves, but no one knows about it because of the control these broadcasters have over the media outlets. Individual stations are not willing to take a risk and cover stories that are this scandalous, especially when it involves its own network. A revolution is beginning. The next war will have to be fought on the media's own playing field. It's important for the public to educate themselves and others to the current coup that is taking place right under America's noses. Corporate media is killing America, and it's time for America to rise up and fight back. Come to partytown.com/CMP for more news about corporate media control. I'm the Token White Chick reporting for Party Town Streaming Network.
All right, sister, get going on. Muck your brains out.